"Hello, Earth calling Amarilla," Vickery said loudly and not without a little impatience. My attention was wrenched away from the essence I had sensed for the fourth time in only a few days, and back to the conversation I'd been having before I was distracted. "Curse the clouds, sorry, Vic, and I've been doing so well recently too."
"Is Fit back with us again?" Vickery asked.
"No, it's someone else, someone I've been aware of before. It's weird, though. Each time I feel her, she immediately withdraws from me, and I know she doesn't want my attention, but then after a while, I'm aware of her again."
"Is it another of the kindred?"
I shook my head. "From the little I've been able to grasp, I think it's a horse, but not one like ours, and there's something wrong with her."
"Should we go and find her?"
I shook my head again. "I think she'll find us. Anyway, what were we talking about?"
"I was suggesting that we stop off at Jonastown, as we seem to be heading in that direction. I have family there, and we could top up our supplies. You were agreeing with me, but considering whether to suggest to Sonia and Alex that you camp near the town with them to put more time into their training, while the rest of us do what we need to do in town. For what it's worth, I wouldn't want to be stuck camping with Alex when he knows he could be sleeping in a soft bed."
"Good point. But if it's his choice, then either way he can't really moan," I said.
"Want a bet?" she replied.
We were nearly at Jonastown when I was aware of the same essence checking in with me again, this time with no effort made to hold me away from her and with every intention that I would know of her proximity.
"We will need to be careful. She is very frightened and her pain is great,"
Infinity observed, as I gasped, almost overwhelmed by waves of terror and agony. Immediately, I radiated light around myself, pushing the fear and pain away so that my mind could function. I held my hand up to warn my friends behind us as Infinity halted. I turned to my right, towards the source of the pain and emotion that had threatened to swamp me. In the distance, from behind some sparsely leaved bushes, peered a horse. She was the deep orange of the most beautiful sunset, with a white blaze on her delicate, pretty face and white socks on each of her extremely long legs. She rested her right hind awkwardly, and as I tuned into her body to see why, I was horrified at the wrongness that assaulted my mind. Instantly, I saw her grazing peacefully with the rest of her herd in a patch of rich pasture land, surrounded on all sides by trees. I felt their collective fear as they sensed the presence of a kindred, and then they were off, nostrils flaring and muscles firing urgently as they galloped away from the predator. The kindred swung easily through the trees, and just as the chestnut mare reached the woodland at the far end of the pasture, the kindred launched himself through the air and landed with his upper torso on her rump. Her scream only added to the terror of the herd, all of whom continued their flight. Just before she hit the ground, the mare kicked out behind her with both hind legs. The kindred grunted, and his hold on her rump loosened. She kicked out again once she was on the ground and the kindred's talons retreated. Her relief from the searing agony of the kindred's talons in her flesh was short-lived. As she launched herself to her feet, they sank back into her, this time embedding themselves in her right hind leg. She screamed again and tried to run, but the kindred held on fast. Her leg was wrenched out behind and to the side of her, terribly, agonizingly. In an attempt that she knew would be her last to free herself, she lashed out with her left hind leg, managing to land back on it before her hind end went down again. There was a grunt and a total release from the talons that had been embedded in her leg, and she felt the kindred's soul release its hold on his body as blood pumped from his head onto the ground. Fleetingly, she was aware of her soul feeling its oneness with the soul of the kindred before her physical instincts took over and she tried to flee the sight of her ordeal. But her right hind leg wouldn't do what it should. It didn't feel as if it was in the same place as it had been.
Nothing in her hind end did, and agony ripped through her every time she tried and failed to make it take a forward step. My mouth opened as my own scream welled up inside of me. Infinity wrapped herself around my mind and brought me back to the present. I gasped as she let me go, and I came back to myself.
"More practice is needed at remaining centered,"
I was informed.
"Sorry, Finn. Her ordeal was so like yours that I couldn't help getting lost in what happened to her."
"You are in no position to help anyone if you allow your awareness of them to affect you. You are either centered with your awareness in balance with your physicality, or you are not. At present, you are not."
Justin's presence came crashing into my mind. He quickly grasped what was happening, and to my relief, quietened his presence so as to give me space to think. I took a deep breath and turned to my friends, all of whom were watching me in consternation. "Sorry about that. If you look slightly to your right, you'll see a horse trying to hide behind those bushes. She's injured and in terrible pain, and I'm trying to get a hold of myself so I can think straight without being distracted by everything I can feel from her."
"I see her," Holly said. "Take your time, Am, and let us know if we can help."
I nodded.